This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Are you ready for another sock sweep, Keith?
Oh, of course I am. Socks are rolling. Hottest team in baseball. The hottest team in baseball, Jones.
I'm happy you said that. Yep. They are officially the hottest team in baseball. Uh-huh. They've won six in a row. Back in a playoff spot.
The most games over 500 they've ever been all season.
No more ties.
Take that, Nick.
Yeah, in your face. In your face, Nick.
Good start by me. Yeah, they're rolling. Six straight wins. It is the longest active winning streak in Major League Baseball.
No team hotter.
Nobody hotter than the Red Sox. They're scoring a million runs every game, and they're a playoff team.
You heard Will Fleming there. He's back under fire from Will Clark.
Dude, Will Fleming is at the center of it.
We're going to have to ease into it, Keith. I don't know that we can start that hot today.
Fireworks. The fireworks have not ended.
But we're going to get to Will Clark clapping back at Will Fleming 20 minutes from now.
You're going to want to hear it.
I don't know where. Yeah. I want to hear it again. I've now heard it two or three times. I can't wait to hear it again. You're going to want to hear it if you haven't heard it. Perfect word for it.
It's wild. Wild Will Clark. Wild Will Clark audio coming your way shortly.
Yeah.
Very much versus Will Fleming, by the way. I don't think we can understate it.
Sometimes we're not sure who it's versus. This is
no, we know.
He makes it quite clear who it's versus.
No doubt.
It's somewhat him and his brain, but also
I got some questions about his brain, actually. Will Clark's, not Will Fleming's.
Yeah. Maybe some collisions at first base.
Meanwhile, I think so. I didn't realize baseball was a contact sport.
I think in his case, maybe.
But Will Fleming, meanwhile, is just calling home run after home run after home run after home run last night.
Dinger after dinger after dinger. It's true. So the Red Sox keep winning. Their schedule, we are now in a point where we're not going to be able to say anymore, these are just the Rockies, these are just the Nationals, even the Reds. Mm-hmm. They get Tampa here for four, and this is a team you're still chasing for a playoff spot, though you've closed that gap. You got four of them going into the break. Then you got a nine games against playoff-caliber teams, Chicago, Philly, Dodgers. It's really going to ratchet up here. Do we think the Red Sox can keep this going while the schedule gets more difficult over the next couple of weeks?
Yes, I do, Jones. And, of course, it's easy to dismiss if you look at the teams that they just played. But we've outlined all year long, they haven't dominated the bad team. They weren't the classic 500 team. And you see it in all sports where they beat the teams they're supposed to, lose to the teams they're supposed to, and then they end up the season at 500. That wasn't them. You know, before the Yankees fell apart, they've now fallen apart, but they're still a playoff team. They sweep the Yankees. They're playing competitive. They're playing well against the Rays in these series. Then they're losing to the White Sox. They're getting swept by the Angels. Like, they were a really impossible team to figure out. So, yeah, they just faced a bunch of really bad pitchers, and they took advantage of that against Colorado. Great. But we are seeing something from Brian Bello and last night's starter Lucas Giolito,
who's been awesome,
which you didn't have early in the season, or they weren't guys that you were saying I felt great about. Lucas Giolito had a start not that long ago where it was one of the worst starts we'd ever seen. There's just like wall ball after wall ball after wall. They're just smashing the ball off him.
No, remember he came out after and he's like, I got to get better. And,
yeah.
And to his credit,
he did. Yeah. And that was a day game. And maybe he's like Bayo. Maybe, who knows? Maybe he can't pitch during the day. Maybe he's a night owl for all we know.
Maybe.
I have to check the numbers on that.
Maybe Bayo bit.
I got to figure the f*** out.
Maybe he bit Giolito. There it was.
You think Bayo turned Giolito?
I think vampirism is an
issue
in the staff.
If they're all vamps, fine. Yeah. Let Crochet. Actually, Crochet's not even great during the day. He got shelled in that game against Seattle.
Well, good thing every World Series game's at night.
No more day games.
That was Big Dumper, though. He's facing Big Dumper. Yeah,
that's a good point, Nick. Yeah. When they're in the World Series, we won't have to worry about
it. Yeah, you're not playing one during the day in October. That's true. Good point.
No, but like, so those are two reasons for optimism, and not just optimism, but two reasons to think that they can keep this up. And I don't mean never lose again and score 10 runs every single game. But go into these series where you feel good about the team. And they got a bunch of different guys hitting right now. So how long will that last? We'll see. Trevor Story, I'm not anticipating him being red hot all season long. But they have enough hitters that maybe they sort of take turns and two, three guys carry the offense for this two-week stretch. Those guys cool off. Another two, three guys carry the offense for the next part. And then you go down the road. They got some pretty good arms in the bullpen. And again, we've talked about this all year too. The American League not loaded,
no.
So they should be one of the five best teams in the American League.
So here's what you have coming up. Again, there are teams that all look good. You're chasing Tampa right now. You're a game and a half behind the Rays, which obviously could change with four starting tonight at Fenway, weather permitting.
Also, where it could change, Walker Buehler.
100%.
Walker Buehler pitching tonight. I don't feel super great about
that. Maybe the six-game win streak is in jeopardy.
Yeah, could be.
I would say
can't win them all.
Definitely in jeopardy. But you're a game and a half behind Tampa. They've dropped seven of their last 10. Okay?
Seven!
You look at the other teams that are all on the upcoming schedule. They're all in first place. The Cubs are 54-38. They've won six of their last 10, but that's not ridiculous. The Phillies are 54-39. They've won 6 of 10. The Dodgers are 56-38. They've lost 6 of 10. So on balance over their last 10, those teams all net out to 500. Mm-hmm. You're playing great baseball. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to shrug my shoulders and say, well, what are you supposed to do? These are all first-place teams. No harm, no foul.
Right.
Just like I'm not shrugging my shoulders and saying they're beating up on crappy teams. I'll take it for what it is. I think they're playing better baseball. And I think you're seeing it. And they need to keep it going over the next couple of weeks while you lead into the trade deadline, which just so happens to coincide with Craig Breslow and his appearance on the front office report today with the Greg Hill Show. If you missed any of that, you can check it out on the Odyssey app. You can always stream on the Odyssey app as well as the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps. Lots of ways to listen to WEEI, Jones and Keefe, Greg Hill Show, WEEI Afternoons. Breslow was asked, what are you targeting at the deadline? He hemmed and hawed a little bit, but ultimately he said what we all want the team to add, more impact pitching.
You look at what Lucas and Brian have done over the last month and a half and start to feel confident in the way that the starting pitching is coming together. That said, you can never have too much. So I think that's probably what we would prioritize. But we've seen what Fitz has done. Dobbins is getting healthy. Hauk is getting healthy. So we have some depth. But I think if there's the opportunity to provide some impact starting pitching and add that to the group, that's probably where we focus.
I'm starting to see this more and more, Keith.
Good word.
Impact starting pitching?
Yeah, yeah. Impact.
Yeah.
Add starting pitching or add depth is not something I want to hear because that's what the moves were last year. You know, like James Paxton and Sims and Garcia, those were relievers, but those were all moves kind of to make moves, or those were moves to pretend like you were in it. An impact arm would have to be somebody better than all the guys that he just named because he was like complimenting Fitz and Dobbins and Hauk, who I guess looked better in a rehab start yesterday, whatever. I'm not counting on him either. But he mentioned all those guys, but an impact guy to me would have to be somebody that you slot right after Crochet or maybe even Bayo, the way Bayo's going, but somewhere in there.
Do you think the bullpen is a sneaky big issue on the team? Because I really don't. I would also target impact starting pitching. But I was reading Passan today. He went through and had like ideal trades for every team in the league.
Okay.
So for instance, the Padres, their ideal trade, get Jaron Duran.
Jaron Duran.
Okay.
Did he say in there who they would give up, or did he just say that's who they should get?
I don't believe so. I do have the Red Sox item in front of me. He says they should target Ryan Helsley, and we've heard that name before from the Cardinals.
Yep.
They're like, oh, he could set up in front of Chapman and be a lights out 1-2 punch, blah, blah, blah. But he also added what I think is more interesting than the name. He says Boston has the makings of a very good team in the second half. Bregman will return soon. Roman Anthony has an OPS near 1,000 over his past 10 games. Sadon Rafaela is one of the best center fielders in baseball. Narvaez is a gem.
One of the best center fielders in baseball.
That's what he said. Wow. I don't know if he meant just defensively.
No.
Or
he
if he means all-around center fielders.
He might be. Month he has been. If you're looking at war, I know a lot of people do. It's very high. It's flying up the radar.
I do when it's convenient.
But that's not like a nothing statement.
Okay.
One of the best center fielders in baseball.
One of the best center fielders in baseball. Right. Narvaez is a gem. He says, Abreu's story, even Abraham Toro, everyone's contributing. A reliever or two and another starter would make the Red Sox the sort of contender they envisioned being at the beginning of the year. So he's not ruling out a run. I am starting to see bullpen more and more.
I don't know.
I mean, look.
Can't you put Dobbins in there?
You can always use more bullpen arms.
Yeah, but I think they have a bunch of starters that you might not feel great about. So they might be a good arm for an inning. Like, can't you throw those guys into the pen?
And Cora's proven he can do that.
Yeah.
Like for all the crap I give Cora, in 2018, he proved he could do that. Now, those are some real high-end arms. I don't know if they have those on this team. But I still think...
I don't think their bullpen's that bad.
I don't either.
Yeah.
I still think impact starting pitching is a bigger need than
I think, like, a number
arms.
Two or three starting pitcher... And the guys that are playing first base are doing a good job. But if you told me you got like a right-handed hitting first baseman or like another righty bat to sort of balance that lineup, then I'd be in favor of that.
See, I'm with you because, I think Abraham Toro is playing over his head. Same thing with Giolito. I just saw this stat on Giolito. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Over his last six starts, he's thrown 35-plus innings and an ERA as low as 0.7.
Wow.
Here are the pitchers who have done this in Red Sox franchise history.
Oh, my God. Wait, how many starts is this? What's the sample size?
Six starts.
Okay.
Seven!
No. 30, don't get ahead of yourself, Joe.
35-plus innings and an ERA as low as his 0.7.
Okay.
Giolito.
Seven!
Chris Sale.
Yep.
Pedro Martinez.
Pretty good.
Roger Clemens.
Jeez.
Louis Tion.
Oh, my God. This is the same thing that wasn't Bale on some list with those guys or whatever? They're all on the...
Look, it's a great list to be on, and it tells you how well you're pitching. It also tells you that's not sustained. Giolito ain't Clemens. He's not Pedro.
No?
So, that's a reason to go out and don't trick yourself into... He might pitch really well
but
and be a good, solid pitcher.
But could he be last year's, or I guess this year's, Tanner Houck? Tanner Houck was an all-star and then wasn't as good in the second half, but didn't, turn into a mess. He was still pretty good.
Yeah, he could be a three or a four starter.
Yeah, so what I'm saying is you're not running out and giving Lucas Giolito an extension, but you are saying this might be a good year.
Yeah.
This might just be a solid, a sub-4 ERA year for him. 100%.
But I would hate for the Red Sox to get tricked into, Giolito and Bayo are really good. Now we have a 2 and a 3. We don't need an impact pitcher. I'm happy he said impact pitcher. He also talked about the depth that they have, specifically the outfield depth. Could they deal from a quote-unquote position of strength? This is, again, Craig Breslow on the front office report.
I think it's really important to point out that we don't have to trade one of the outfielders simply because we have more guys that are capable of contributing than can start every night. And I think there's a way to balance this out. Alex is very aggressive in matching up, finding pinch hit opportunities, moving guys around, and making sure that the pieces come together. But we have to be open-minded about ways to improve the team. The obvious one that continues to pop up is there an opportunity to address the rotation potentially through some of that outfield depth? And we just don't know yet.
Okay.
That
jumped out to you. Why?
A little bit. Do you think that the human strands are more into Greg Breslow now? Like the Brez bot that they created a couple of years ago, it feels like they might have put a little bit more DNA of an actual human in there because
they adjusted the cocktail.
I think so.
Okay,
like
good.
He's sounding a little bit more like a human because he's acknowledging what everybody's talking about. He is acknowledging what's going on right there, and so that did stand out to me. Where I like the first answer because you shouldn't feel like you have to trade one of these guys. Be like, well, all of a sudden, everybody's healthy for the first time. And that's not even true yet. Wait till Bregman comes back. But, as far as their outfielders and even Yoshida, who's a DH, but all these guys are available, we got to trade one. Because then you know what happens. You trade one, one gets hurt, and then you're down to, Nate Eaton again.
100%.
And you're like, what is this? It is a tough balance for Cora, though, because Breslow even mentions, he's good at, making sure these guys, pinch hit and stuff. That's probably not ideal. You don't want to do that all the time. But so they got to piece it together. But then before he's even asked about it, he sort of acknowledges if we can go out there and get a starting pitcher, we'll see if that works. He doesn't want to tip his hand too much. But I think just confirming all those rumors from yesterday about specifically Joe Ryan, checks a lot of the boxes. If you're able to trade one of your outfielders, it would most likely be Duran, because you're not trading Roman Anthony. You're not trading Rafaello the way things are going.
Probably
and they
not
probably
Abreu.
Wouldn't take – but they might even take Willie Abreu for
Ryan.
Ryan.
Yeah, that might, so like, might not be enough. Yeah.
It might be the one kind of match. So I think he is kind of acknowledging – in his interview today, I think he was kind of acknowledging that they might have to trade somebody away. I also read it as – you don't have to trade an outfielder, but they felt like, whether you believed it or not, they had to trade Devers. Like, Devers was a must trade. We needed to get rid of him.
Oh.
Whereas guys like Jarren Duran, even though he's been in a lot of trade rumors, he is by no means a must trade player. There's a scenario where he does finish the season with the team. Like, if the Twins say, yeah, we'll take Duran, but we also want, you know, a couple of prospects, and we also want, they'd be like, well, we're not doing that.
So, to me, I have started to notice, and this was listening to Cora yesterday on WEEI Afternoons. If you missed that, again, Odyssey app. This is on Sam Kennedy pregame with Nesson, and this is Breslow this morning. They're all starting to talk the same about the Red Sox depth, and they're all saying, well, Cora can juggle this, and guys can pinch hit, and guys can get days off, and they're like uniform in that answer. So I don't know if they're just trying to stay, to use their word, aligned.
Sure.
Going into the deadline to not tip their hand.
Yeah.
Or if this is now sort of the buzzy way they're talking about it, because that's the plan going forward. But I have noticed uniformity on the message. Cora,
oh, yeah.
Breslow, Kennedy, and that's not nothing. This organization is not always on the same page.
Go back a month ago.
When it comes to delivering a message.
Yeah, it wasn't even the case a month ago. Speaking of Cora on yesterday with WEEI Afternoons, I selfishly, big fist pump driving in the car when he was like, yeah, Fitzy asked him if Crochet is going to skip his start and get some extra rest, and he's like, no, he's gonna start in the Tampa series, but we're gonna move him to Saturday.
You're like, hell yeah,
I'm going to that game.
Nice.
I've had tickets to that game for a while now.
Zip Greg, bro,
big time.
Jeez.
And funny, a month ago the
Messi,
wheels were starting
Messi
to
last night. Yeah. Crochet on Saturday,
the summer of Keefe.
Oh my god,
rolls on.
Wow.
So anyway, I was very excited to hear that. I don't know who was supposed to start, but I was like, what's that, Crochet on Saturday and maybe Bregman in the lineup?
Nice.
Because a month ago I was like, kind of teetering. Like, I had the ticket. I'm like, I don't know. This season might be over.
That's nice.
Yep. Excited.
We'll get to our appearance last night at Gillette Stadium for Messi.
That was great.
A lot of traffic going down, Keith. I sat in a lot of traffic last night. For some reason, we're doing construction at 10 p.m. going through the tunnel last night. So I sat in a lot of traffic. Nothing like the expressway out there today.
What was insane?
That's an actual disaster traffic.
Driving on Route 1, trying to get to Gillette.
Yeah.
The game, it was like 7:30. I wasn't there for like intros, but I got there like just after the game started. They had already started to make Route 1 North one lane.
Turning around the other way.
Yeah. I'm like, guys, the game, like, we're all in traffic, and there's like three open lanes, like, all coned off. Like, this is insane. Like, I would have been there 20 minutes earlier, but whatever.
For a Revs game.
Well, for a Revs game.
That's the power of Messi.
Messi.
Is what that is. Good time on the show outing last night. We'll get to it with all your phone calls. 617-779-7937. Your phone and text number. You can interact Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. Watch along and chat twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always a healthy chat going on there. And watch on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. We'll go on the clock since we were at a work function last night. Work function etiquette when you're out.
Oh,
Christmas party.
I got some lessons for everybody.
A company outing. We'll go on the clock, give you our etiquette tips in just 60 seconds. We have Rob Bradford at 11:30. He joins us every Thursday. We'll talk to Bradfo from Baseball Isn't Boring. And at 12:45, another Kiefer Madness for you. But coming up next, we don't want to start right out of the gates with a full-blown beef.
This is, you got to hear this.
Will v. Will. Will Clark clapping back at Will Fleming. It has the stamp of must listen, right?
Yeah.
It has the official Jones and Keefe stamp of must listen audio right after.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, You can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Trending with Billy Laney.
I was Will Clark yesterday, or a couple of days ago. We played it for you yesterday here on Jones and Keith. Pretty incredible.
Yeah, he is.
Pretty good stuff. And also, that part was, he was trying to make an excuse for Devers.
Yeah, Devers.
Saying that, oh, I get it. He didn't want to be out there in front of the Red Sox, even though he actually was the first day in front of the Red Sox. I think trying to show them that they would do that, because this was coming off the press conference where he'd say he'd play any position. Everyone's like, oh, the Giants love him. What a great draft. How could the Red Sox do this? And then Will Clark, like David Ortiz, like Alex Cora before him, got absolutely stiffed.
So the timeline of the week goes, Will Fleming goes on with WEEI Afternoons. Mm-hmm. Great job by them. Mm-hmm. Great job by Fleming, who comes out with what we now know is accurate information.
It's 100% confirmed
by Will Clark.
Yeah.
Will Fleming said, Will Clark went to work out with Rafael Devers before one of those games in San Francisco, and Devers blew him off.
Will Clark
goes on with Eric Burns.
Burnsy.
On their podcast. I guess they do a podcast together.
Yep.
A couple of great ball players.
Oh, yeah.
They do a podcast together. And on his own podcast, he says, well, it was actually three straight days.
Right.
He wasn't out there.
Triples down on Will Fleming. Trying to put out the fire of Will Fleming's report by saying, actually, it was way more than that.
So Will Clark realizes, Keith, it's blown up in his face a little bit.
A little bit.
It's snowballed into an even bigger story.
Sure has.
So here's what he's going to do. He's going to try to put out that fire.
Let's see how he does.
And let's see how he tries to put it out by clapping back at WEEI's own.
Yep.
Voice of the Red Sox.
That's right.
Will Fleming. Here's how that went.
Here's Will Clark.
Will Fleming, you can go f*** off, mother f***. All right?
Hot start.
Honestly?
As hot a start as you can have.
So far, I love it.
Yeah, well, so, you're going to have that one ready, because he came out fired up.
Let me just tell you, regardless of how you feel about Will Fleming, Will Clark, Will Smith, anybody, this man knows how to curse. This guy understands the art of cursing. Yeah. I will tell you that.
He is one of the best.
Will Fleming, you can go f*** off, mother f***. All right?
Just telling you how he feels right off the rip. He got the name right,
yep.
So he knows who this is versus.
Very clear.
Very personal, making it very personal.
Yeah.
And he wants him to bleep off for, again, pretty much just confirming his own report. But whatever. There's more. Sorry.
Yeah.
Let's not get bogged down in
part. No.
Although it's a great start.
There is a lot more.
Yeah.
You want to take a conversation that we're having and then blow it out of proportion because you're a East Coast piece of reporter? F*** off.
First of all.
Yeah.
You got to be kidding.
So is this going to be an East Coast, West Coast thing? I'm wondering.
Oh,
he made it that when it didn't need to be.
Oh, my. I hadn't even thought about that.
This was not a Bay Area versus Boston thing at all until he made it that.
Yeah, he made it East versus West.
East Coast, that's like an insult, apparently.
Yeah.
He's insulting all of us out here on the East Coast by doing that. He also is claiming he's a reporter. Well, he's a play-by-play guy.
Mm-hmm,
he's a play-by-play guy, so that's a little bit different. Also, which I love this part, this can't be overlooked. He's saying that Will made it more of a story. Will Fleming. We'll use last names for this.
Yeah, it is.
He's claiming Fleming made it a bigger deal, when in fact it was Clark who made it a much bigger deal.
Will Fleming said it was one missed practice. Yeah. Will Clark made it very clear it was three.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I hadn't considered, though, East versus West. Some say, and I don't want to fan these flames.
But is that an insult? Would you ever say that to somebody? Like, oh, you West Coast loser? Like, I don't know. That's where you're from.
I don't want to fan the flames.
Kay.
Some would say West Coast is the best coast, Keith.
East is the beast.
Not me.
Not you.
No, I would not say that.
I would
and
say
so
that.
I don't want to make it any worse. Will Clark kind of dipped a toe in there. I don't want to make it worse, but I would disagree.
All right.
Will Fleming, you can go f*** off, mother All right? You want to take a conversation that we're having and then blow it out of proportion because you're a East Coast piece of reporter? F*** off.
Yeah.
All right? And so other than that, I'm cool. But
okay. So right. I just want to get that off his chest.
Sure. Yeah.
This is not great.
So I'm sure he just moved on after this, right?
I'm sure he dropped it.
Yeah, I'm good. Other than that, I'm good.
Spiked the football. All like, I'm good. He said his piece.
All right. See where it goes.
Okay.
But, you know, today's one of them days where, you know, blown out of proportion. Matter of fact, there's even some, I think it's on Instagram or something like that. It says that I was going to, like, grab him by the neck and drag him out there or something like that. It's like, what? I would never say that, you know, about a guy who I just met.
He would never say that?
Well, that's what he claims.
So on Instagram, it said I would grab Devers by his neck.
Yep.
Did that happen? Did he say
even if I got to go grab you by the back of the neck and drag your ass out there?
He said that on his podcast.
Well,
people just posted it on Instagram.
Yeah.
All right, I guess that's where he saw it. Well, I saw it on Twitter.
Hang on.
What?
Oh, I already said. I've listened to this a handful of times.
Sure.
He does have an explanation.
Oh, he does?
For that, yeah.
Oh, okay. Who's he going to blame?
It sounds like he very clearly said something, but now he's blaming something else for what people allegedly say he said.
All right, let's find out.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be working with him for the whole time he's in San Francisco. You know, so, you know, with this AI bullshit that's going on, that's what that is. It's probably that AI bullshit. Because I haven't even posted anything on Instagram for a very long time.
Why do you want to work at WEEI?
It was WEEI.
It's really a masterclass. So he starts out by ripping Will Fleming, but then he pivots to blaming AI.
Yep.
So Will Clark.
Smart. Cover all your bases.
Angry guy.
Yeah,
angry guy. Really pissed at Fleming for taking a story, making it a bigger deal, even though it was Will Clark who made it a bigger deal. And then say, I never said that. I never said that. It was AI.
Did you know that Ted Johnson won 3 Super Bowls and had 757 career tackles?
We got it. WEEI. We know. Of course we know that. Everybody knows that. So I do love he's like, I haven't even posted on Instagram. Couldn't have been me.
Right.
I didn't even post. I didn't say that.
Also, Clark mentioned this before Will even did.
Correct.
Clark started this whole thing.
Yes.
And then so Will actually had sort of the lesser version of it, pointed that out. And then it gained a lot of steam. I'm not here to say more people were listening to EEI Afternoons than the Will Clark podcast. That's not the point.
No.
That's not the point.
No.
I'm just saying it got picked up more. It got amplified more there.
Sure did.
When Will was talking to Hart and Fitzy about it. So, but then, of all things, like, that is the new I got hacked.
Honestly, it's
for
so
years
good.
And years and years, I got hacked. I got hacked. Like, you didn't get hacked. Oh, Ray Allen, you got hacked?
Yeah.
You were telling that lady those things and you got hacked?
Please. Pretty graphic.
Very personal.
Pretty graphic.
Yeah. You know, the only people who got hacked are when a thing pops up, it's like, buy my Bitcoin. Those guys got hacked. Everybody else did not get hacked. Now, AI.
If you were stranded on a deserted island, what 3 movies would you bring?
Well,
I'd bring 3 Games to Glory.
Great.
3 Games to Glory 2 and 3 Games to Glory 3.
Movies.
Okay.
Fine. Those are fine.
Short films.
Yeah.
So look.
Will Clark's pissed.
Let's just back pocket the Will Clark excuse for any time this show, Keith, gets in some hot water.
I have. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Next AI. Time we're in hot water. AI, that was AI. It wasn't us.
It's like, you see what they're doing on the internet now?
I haven't even posted on Instagram.
This is a deep cut here, but Chair and Itty are 2 characters created by the Rick and Morty guys. It was on some special on Netflix, and it's something happens very graphic with them. And they're like, you can,
what happened at the popcorn stand in Goffstown?
You can really do anything with computers now. You can do anything.
That was AI.
Oh, that was AI.
Popcorn stand in Goffstown. That was
put
AI.
Put that on them.
Good point.
So, I don't know Will Clark. All I know is he's a damn fine ball player, mm-hmm. and he is a San Francisco Giants legend, has his number retired. He won a gold glove and two silver sluggers, Jones.
Real nice.
CTE has to be at least brought up in this because he sounds like a maniac.
He sounds a little.
And he's like
little,
mad at the wrong people. And then he's
tapped.
Also like something that he literally said not that long ago. He's like, how'd this get on Instagram? You're like, buddy, they just posted your podcast.
People watch this podcast?
No, I said it to you in confidence, Burnsy. Like, no, you said that to everybody.
Billy said it was like a real life Rick James moment.
It was.
That was like a real life what, Dave happened, Chappelle right Rick before, James moment is exactly what that
right
was.
Right before our eyes.
Yesterday.
Don't let me go. On camera. What
was it? It was AI.
Bill Fleming, you can go f off, mother. All right.
That's more aggressive than what Brad Marchand said about me.
It is.
Because Brad censored himself. That might have been what he wanted to say.
Yeah.
But he just went with pound sand. Will Clark went a different way.
Go pound sand.
But it is similar for everybody who got after you when Brad Marchand came out. So, like, Will Clark, this is what we mean. Sometimes you're protesting a little too loudly.
Oh, he's and hollering.
We all know you're got. That is similar to Marchand.
You want to take a conversation that we're having and then blow it out of proportion because you're a East Coast piece of reporter.
Well, he's got us there.
This is how you lose a job very quickly. The fact that he's going to have a job after this is insane.
That's like you would be talking on the radio and then being like, Jones, I told you that in confidence. It's like, no, you said it on the radio.
Said that on the air.
Hopefully people were listening. And if they decided to take it, run with it, then great. That's up to them.
All right. AI defense. We're back pocketing this. The Will Clark AI defense. Pretty good.
Oh, I mean, you see what they're doing with the computers now? You can do anything.
All right.
Yeah, that's tough. So,
pretty good media beef though. That's a good Will
good
media
Will.
Beef. Yeah.
Oh, it's a great one.
Yeah.
There was a time. Remember, there was like five in a row, and then that cooled off.
Yep.
There were some intense ones. Ryan Clark and Robert Griffin III, maybe the most intense.
Is it still going? That one might still be going.
That one was wild.
I don't know if it's ever ended.
That took some twists and turns.
Bill Simmons and Pablo Torre.
That was a good one.
Yeah. Linda and Jordan is not a media.
Nah, not
beef,
really.
That's it's good beef.
The Stephen A. Whitlock one from a couple years ago.
That's a good one.
So funny.
That's a good one.
Do you remember that when Stephen A. Smith won on his podcast?
Yeah, there was some fat shaming.
That's all it was. It like turned, he's like, I got all this stuff on you. And it's just like, you fat MF-er. I'm like, okay. But it was pretty hilarious. The whole time it was Stephen A. being like, I talked to people in my life and they told me I shouldn't do this, but I'm going to do this. You're fat. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, but that's a good thing.
He's like, if you're fat, nobody likes you. Nobody wants to work with you. And you're like,
it's a good singer, though.
Like, jeez.
That's like the time Laurel got into Paula one time. It was aggressive, but she got into her.
So on MTV Challenger, but she put her in her place because Paula was mouthing off and made Cara Maria upset. Friend of the Greg Hill Show, Cara Maria.
I think Wes, big Wes fan, but I think Wes dumped like a 3-liter of soda on Cara's head.
3-liter?
And Paula,
the 3-liter?
I don't know. They were in another country. Yeah. And Paula, Paula was, you know, kind of clapping at.
Paula was laughing, making Cara. Fun. And then Laurel came in and just said four or five things that all cut very deep.
Yeah. I mean, Paula's.
It was a TKO.
Probably still in therapy from it.
I think so.
But it was aggressive.
Fuck off.
Sometimes.
All right. And so other than that, I'm cool.
Sometimes it needs to be said.
There you go. I was not ready for that this morning.
Me either. I can't wait to see where it goes.
It can only go up.
I can't wait to see what he says today. 617.
Fleming should issue a statement being like, it was just AI on his behalf.
Yeah.
To Will Clark, I don't know what you're talking about. It was all AI. And then he's like,
I wasn't on that radio
show. Then they can both be versus AI. And they're like, all right, we're on the same side
enemy
now.
Enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Technology's a killer.
I like that. Who you got in that media beef? 617-779-7937. We'll also get to more of Craig Breslow this morning. Not committed when it comes to whether or not Marcelo Meyer will stay up in the major leagues. That, of course, coincides with Alex Bregman and his return. We'll get to all of that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
That was Craig Breslow this morning, front office report. I'll be honest, I heard that answer on Marcelo Meyer, didn't think much of it. But Keith, as you pointed out, that was a very non-committal answer.
Yeah, it kind of leaves the door open for him being sent down when Bregman comes up.
Yeah,
which I don't like.
I didn't read it that way when I was first listening to it. After you pointed it out, you're 1,000% right. He didn't say, oh, Marcelo's here and he's up here and we're going to get him at bats.
Yeah.
He said, we'll see when Bregman comes back. Yeah, which could be tonight.
Because it was even like, you know, they asked him about, was it a mistake to even bring him up? He's like, well, of course not. So he answered that part first. He's like, of course not. He's very emphatic about that. Like that, and it shouldn't be. You know, Bregman went down. We were calling for him to be called up even sooner.
Correct.
I mean, hell, you could make a case he should have started the year with the team, but they didn't feel like they had a spot. I feel like second base could be his spot.
I feel like too.
It could be. Like, I don't need to see, all due respect, David Hamilton getting a lot of starts at second base. So no, if Bregman comes back,
he's the obvious guy to go.
Yeah.
Hamilton's the obvious guy to go. Nate Eaton's already sent down.
Right.
When Bregman comes up, it should be Hamilton who goes down or gets DFA'd or whatever.
Right.
And Marcelo Meyer's in some sort of platoon between second and DH or third if Bregman needs a day. And that's just what it is.
Because you have a surplus of outfielders, not a surplus of infielders.
Correct.
I also feel like when Bregman first gets called up, couldn't he DH a few games? I mean, that's speculation.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. But so you'll still need a third baseman. You need it, like, you don't have an everyday second baseman. You got sort of a platoon happening at first base. But I think Marcelo Meyer's kind of proven already at the minor league level, like, he's going to be fine, like, more than fine down there. Like, I think it's almost a waste of his time. Now, you don't want to have him up in the major league club
just
not rotting on the bench.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, obviously there's different things, but there is playing time for him.
Do you want him not playing against lefties? Like, in other words, do you want him to go down to Worcester to work on hitting against lefties, or would you rather have him up here playing against righties, mixing in against a lefty here and there,
yeah,
and trying to learn that on the fly at the big league level?
So
that's one thing. I would keep him up here, but that's one thing I at least understand.
So the one thing, it's tough. You got to look at the schedule, I guess, because there was that series, was it against the Yankees or it was all lefties? And you're like, oh, crap.
Yeah.
Because you're like, you want to see him not sit so many games, but you can't possibly not have Roman Gonzalez in the lineup. Nobody hits lefties better in the majors than Roman Gonzalez. So he has to play. And Rob Snyder has to play.
Rob Snyder over like the last 4 years has like third highest OPS against lefties. Something crazy like that.
Modern day Bobby Kilty.
Yeah,
so you have to play those guys. But if you get a bunch of righties, I want Marcelo Meyer playing second base. And late in the game, let's say it's late in the game and it's not like a one-run game and they bring in a lefty reliever, let him get some cracks there. But if you're facing a lefty starter, all right, maybe he's not starting that game. But I think he can still be very useful to the team as they push for the playoffs, because he's hitting .231 with a .684 OPS, so it's nothing to like get excited about. He has 4 home runs, but it still looks better than the last month of Christian Campbell. Like Christian Campbell 1,000%.
He doesn't look against lefties. He might look as lost as Campbell, but Campbell looked lost everywhere. Field bases,
well, that's the thing.
Hitting.
Meyer helps you with his glove. And even though he's not a natural second baseman, you saw how he took to third base.
Yeah.
Don't you think their best defensive infield possible might have Meyer actually at second with Story, Bregman, and Toro, or whatever you're doing on first
defensively,
base?
Defensively, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So I wouldn't send him down.
And I think it gives you a little bit more, though. Like, if he's hitting eighth or ninth in your lineup instead of David Hamilton, I'll take it. I'd rather have Meyer get those at-bats.
Yeah, I wouldn't send him down when Bregman comes up.
Me neither.
But you're right to point out, Breslow didn't slam the door on that.
No. So, he was like, we'll make what's the best move for us and for him, which overlap. I'm like, well, if you send him down, it's not the best for him. That's not what he wants.
No.
You could claim, like, well, you got all these at-bats, and you get to face lefties again. It's like, no, this guy wants to be on the Major League club. It's very clear.
So let's see if there's a transaction on that front. Our pal John is in the car on Will Clark versus Will Fleming. Go ahead, John.
Oh, that was some this morning. Glad you got that. You know, my red flags my yellow flags were kind of up immediately when Will.
I can't. Yeah, so sorry, John.
We're going to have to pop you back on hold.
It's the weather out there.
He's crackling in and out.
In and out.
I'll tell you, the weather
is bad.
Is the expressway still shut down?
I think they might have just opened up the part in Quincy. I think on the news it said they might have opened up. There was a part that was shut down.
But that's a mess. The weather out there, no joke today.
Yikes.
And Keith and I, no strangers, are sitting in traffic going to Foxborough and back last night.
Oh, my God.
For Lionel Messi.
Messi brings out the cars.
We were asked a question. Thank you very much for asking, text line. Did anyone bet Messi 2+ goals last night?
Jones is on it.
I did.
Yeah.
Thank you for asking.
Cha-ching.
Keith. I did.
Terp cleaned up too. He had some separate soccer bets where you cleaned up.
Terp hit on a soccer parlay.
Yep. Over, he needed a Messi goal, Messi shots, and over goals.
Over 2.5 goals. That revs that heel goal. Popped him right over.
It was a fun time.
We had a friend submit a soccer parlay that did not hit.
I'm a
soccer expert,
yeah.
And I have not sent a strongly worded email
yet.
No, not yet. I'm thinking out the right. I want to go at him.
I don't think any of those hit.
I want to ether him Will Clark style.
Did he go 0-for-3? It was a parlay.
No. Both teams did score.
That was one
of the legs. Will both teams score? Check.
Sure did.
Where we finish on corners, I needed over 7.5. I don't know if that hit.
It wasn't
trending great.
No, it was not.
And
no,
then
I don't think we got that many corners.
I needed 2 shots from one guy who got subbed out at like halftime.
Yanked him before he even got 1 shot off. So, yeah, tough go.
I'm crafting a strongly worded email to this mutual friend. 617-779-7937. You can jump in line here on Jones and Keith. A lot of Red Sox talk all week. A lot of Red Sox talk in the first hour. We'll have more with Rob Bradford of WEEI and the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast. He joins us at 11:30. We'll get to Tom Brady and his dating life. That's been real newsy. Hello,
yeah,
indeed.
Hello.
Hello a couple of times is what that's been. So we'll get to that. Let's also get to the Patriots with Mike Vrabel here and Josh McDaniels here. How much of an impact can the new coaching staff have on the Patriots? We'll get to it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.